Here with Radical Russ, hanging out in legalized Rip City, Portland, Oregon, and all the way in New York on the Skype. We've got Bobby Black of High Times. Dude, what's up, man? How you doing? Really appreciate you staying the whole first hour and talking cannabis legalization and High Times and everything going on in the world. And I thought we'd just shoot some shit this for the last few minutes. And one thing I noticed about you is you went to a great event here recently with a rock master, a guitar hero, Jimmy Page. Talk about that, and what were you doing there?
I was lucky enough to get invited to a Jimmy Page was doing, he has a new book out called Jimmy Page by Jimmy Page, and it's a photographic autobiography, and he was doing a little, book, not a reading, but he was being kind of interviewed about the book, and they were showing images from the book up on the screen, and I got invited to this exclusive little event in New York City. It actually was being held at where CBGB's used to be. It's kind of like a rock boutique now.
You mean the venue, like the actual venue?
Yeah, it was in what used to be CBGB's. It's now a boutique, rock boutique, and so I got to go and see Jimmy Page and listen to him and talk about his book and everything, and it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. And so he is promoting that. How's he looking these days? And one thing that stood out, what did he say? Give us something.
He went through his whole career and different stages of the career, and just talking about outfits. It's interesting because the guy who interviewed him is this guy John Barbados, and that it's his boutique, and so he was commenting on saying Jimmy was always the most stylish one in the band, with all of his like cool dragon outfits and stuff, and it's pretty funny. But Zeppelin was my first favorite band from like junior high school, and my first tattoo was the Swan Song, so getting to see Jimmy Page in the flesh was a pretty cool experience for me, for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, that's awesome, man. I gotta admit, I'm not the biggest, but I definitely appreciate what Led Zeppelin has done in rock history, for sure. You mentioned CBGB's. So did you go there back in the day, man? Did you go to shows?
Oh, yeah,
and like,
sure.
Give us a couple, throw out some classics that stick right now, that stick out.
What, things I saw at CBGB's?
Yeah, heck yeah, dude. I'm interested in that place. That's like, that would have been a place that I would have, top venue in the freaking nation, dude.
Yeah, it was a glorious shithole, basically. it was dark and dirty but it was where punk was born, the American punk, New York punk was born there, the Ramones and Blondie and all that stuff, and I saw tons of bands there, Typo Negative and Carnivore so many bands,
Bad Brains,
Stone Age, and so many bands, just. It was a great venue. It was a terrible place if you needed to use the bathroom. But other than that, it was pretty cool.
When you go there now, does it feel that same history, even though it's a boutique? Or is it like just totally you have to be Bobby Black and know what was the deal to even know?
Well, what's interesting is it was known for, it was all black and old, and they had like stickers, all the bands that would play would put stickers, and people would just sticker up the walls and everything, and they kept a lot of some of the original wall, and they kind of just put a frame around the wall, so it's like, here's a chunk of old original wall, like in a glass frame, just a big chunk of it. They kept a little bit of the flavor, the original flavor, which is kind of cool.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, just hanging out with Bobby Black, talking a little bit of rock history right now. All that stuff interests me, always has. All the bands that you and I have grown up loving, we always knew that they played events like that. All right, man, got about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about Bobby Black for a second. What's next with you, man? Where are you going? Are you going to Amsterdam? What's your next deal? And what's up with Bobby Black?
I'm not going to Amsterdam this time. I'm sitting this one out. I will be at the next one, which is going to be in San Bernardino in February. And I'm just working on my videos, working on my column, working on just some band interviews and stuff like that. And
any Doobie Awards coming back or anything?
I'm hoping to do the Doobies again this year in Texas in March. You know, if I wasn't able to do them last year, it was a little too busy. Denver got out of control, but hopefully I'll be able to bring them back to Austin this year. And other than that, keeping on, keeping on, man, you know.
Hey, Bobby, this is Radical Russ over here on the other side of the desk. And I was just wondering, I saw a thing about the NYPD being told to stop their undercover buy and bust thing. And the police sergeant said it was like the end of civilized society in New York City. What's it been like? I mean, the de Blasio's come in, but it doesn't seem like they've really changed much as far as they're harassing kids for weed in New York.
Yeah, you know, we had high hopes for de Blasio, as I like, yeah. like to refer to him. but, you know, he hasn't seemed to be that progressive on the pot issue, which is a little disappointing. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't, you know, as far as, like, the street scene, pot on the street, I mean, I'm in such a glass bubble working at High Times that I haven't bought pot on the street in I don't know how long, so it's like... You know, I don't necessarily. I mean, not in touch with what's happening to the kids on the street with it. You know, but you know, I would like to see them ease up on it, especially now that New York passed the medical law. The New York medical law is kind of weird. You're not even allowed to smoke it, but that's another whole can of worms to get into. It's kind of silly the New York law, I think, but at least it's still a big step in the right direction, so I'm not gonna knock it too hard.
Right on. You know, they talk about the New England states going next in 2016, maybe Maine and maybe Massachusetts. Rhode Island's even talking about their legislature in 2015. Any thoughts on how long it'll take before New York gets around to wanting to legalize
for rec? I don't know. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I mean, High Times is based in New York. We've always been based in New York, so it would be nice. It would be nice if our home state.
Well, why don't we own Maine right now? Why don't we have Maine? Why is it still 2014 and we don't have Maine?
Oh, we'll get Maine. 2016, we'll get Maine. Just step by step, man. They've done two cities now. Portland and South Portland have made it legal. So when the two big cities make it legal, you start with that and then you build from that. And they'll get it in 2016.
Yeah. Well, before long, we'll be having a New England Cannabis Cup, too.
There
so.
You go.
There you go. Looking forward to hearing about that as well. All right, man. Good stuff with Bobby Black of High Times. Really looking forward to hearing about the Amsterdam High Times Cup and all the other events that High Times has going. Definitely make sure you guys get out to the website, hightimes.com, and look up all the Bobby Black stuff that he's involved in. It's hard to even list because he's always up to something. We're going to close out the night, man. First of all, we appreciate you joining the show for the first hour. Always a pleasure talking with you and hanging out, seeing you at a couple cups, and one of these days, I swear, you and I are going to smoke together. But
hell yeah, man. Yep. Also, I want to throw out there, also, if you're interested in coming to any of the events, go to cannabiscup.com. We got all the info for all the events. And if you're interested in picking up the 40th anniversary book, it's on Amazon, or you can go to powerhousebooks.com for sure, man. It's a good book for learning the history of High Times.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. We definitely appreciate High Times keeping on, keeping on. All us other states are going to do it. And for Bobby Black and High Times, we're Thrasher, Radical Russ, 420 Radio. Have a great night, dude. We really appreciate it. Closing out with John Garcia.